Now, it was all the way back in 1895 that the American writer Mark Twain shared a quote in one of his travelogues, taken from an island resident he'd met during a particular journey that followed the equator. And the quote said, "Mauritius was made first and then heaven, and heaven was copied after Mauritius." And if sand, sea and sunshine are your idea of heaven, then you might agree. And no surprise then that Mauritius has gone on to cement itself as one of the leading holiday destinations for South Africans, those particularly looking for a getaway that is not too far away from home. So today we are indulging in a little bit of armchair travel to the star and key of the Indian Ocean, as it's known. On the line with me to chat more about your options of getting to Mauritius and what to expect once you're there, I'm delighted to welcome content manager at iGo Travel, Nicole Del Vecchio. Nicole, great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit first about iGo Travel and what you do before we dive into Mauritius.
Oh, great. Thanks. So iGo Travel, we're a team of professional and passionate travel experts, and we cannot wait to amaze you with professional, innovative, and very dedicated personal service in arranging the trip of a lifetime.
Okay.
We know the ins and outs of travel. We know the shortcuts, the discounts, and the magical, less-traveled roads that make for a dreamy vacation experience. We cover every detail from the trip concept to the initial logistics to the moment you hit the tarmac when you get back home.
Okay, thanks, Nicole. So a real full service offering then. We're going to talk specifically about tapping into your knowledge of Mauritius today. We all know it is synonymous with a lazy beach holiday with drinks with little paper umbrellas in them and beautiful blue seas. But give us a bit of a big picture. What is it about this particular island nation that makes it so unique?
Well, I love the quote that you said by Mark Twain because it definitely rings true. My dad was actually born in Mauritius and he went back on holiday a while ago and he was so excited to be back in this beautiful country that he kissed the ground when he got back. Mm. And when you consider the natural beauty of the island with its palm-front beaches and the teeming coral reefs, it's very easy to understand why it's so amazing, particularly for families. It's really great for families traveling with their kids, but at the same time, it also caters equally as well for honeymooners, couples, weddings, groups, and corporate incentive travel.
Okay.
So, for example, my husband and I went on honeymoon to Mauritius, and just a stone's throw away, friends were holidaying with their kids.
Yeah.
It's also, as you said, a very quick 4.5-hour flight from Johannesburg. There's direct flights from Durban. And specifically for your Cape Town listeners, here's some inside scoop. Mm-hmm. The Cape Town flights are amazing. They leave at about 10 p.m. in the evening. So you get to Mauritius quite early, and you've got the whole day there. So you aren't, flying somewhere and then wasting the whole day on a flight. So you really get to enjoy the first day there. And then you leave Mauritius in the afternoon. So you really optimize on all your time there. And those flights are on Air Mauritius. And it's really great for your Cape Town listeners. And then on top of that, South African passport holders don't need a visa for travel up to 30 days. So great for us. And there are no compulsory vaccinations. So you can literally book, pack your cozy and go.
Okay, I've done exactly that twice. I've been really lucky to have the experience of going to Mauritius twice, and I can vouch for having done both of those, the romantic couples getaway and the family trip, and it served us very well for both of those options. For us, we're a family who loves spending time in the water. We do a lot of surfing and supping and windsurfing, etc. So it was paradise. The water is very, very warm. The water is still beautifully clear.
So
snorkeling, obviously one of the big attractions, but I gather it's getting quite a reputation as a windsurfing destination as well, and kite surfing.
Yes, it definitely is a very big kite surfing destination. There's a specific area on the south of Mauritius that's very famous for kite surfing. When I went to Mauritius about 3 years ago, there was a kite surfing competition. It was amazing to see, and just amazing to see how many South Africans were there as well, and how much it's just picked up, and how fun doing something active like kite surfing can be while you're on holiday.
Yeah, you know, most people seem to stay focused on the beaches. Nicole, is it worth getting into a car and heading inland into the island? It's something I didn't get a chance to do, but what would I have found if I'd done that?
Oh, absolutely. So basically, you have a few options. It really depends on the kind of person you are as a traveler. So you can go and search the nooks and crannies, for example, of the open-air flack market for great bargains and souvenirs for your family. if you're a kind of person that likes hiking, you can take a jungle hike to a refreshing waterfall in Black River Gorges National Park. Something that is a must-do for everybody that goes to Mauritius, which is really something that I promote fully because I love it, is a catamaran cruise that takes you to an island, and you basically get a barbecue on the boat, great for South Africa, and then you do some snorkeling, and it's some of the best snorkeling you've ever seen. And if you really want to up that experience as well, you can also do something that's called the dolphin encounter, where you get to swim with dolphins, and people that take their kids with, they absolutely love it, and it creates memories of a lifetime. But otherwise, Mauritius has a plethora of things to do. There's no shortage of activities and fun, and it really is the place for everybody.
Well, I will second the recommendation of the catamaran cruise. That was possibly one of the best days of my life. That's all I will say. It was absolutely exquisite.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of the must-knows in terms of when to go, what to take, and what to spend. Let's start with the when. Cyclone season is often a consideration for tropical islands. Does that apply to Mauritius?
Yes, Mauritius unfortunately does get cyclones, but the cyclones are limited to travel between January and March. So that's really the only time you can't go. Otherwise, it's pretty much an all-round destination because it only has two seasons. They have minimal differences between travel during November to April and then travel for the rest of the year besides cyclone season. And the temperature only drops a few degrees. My husband and I went in winter in Mauritius, mm-hmm. which is kind of the same as here, and we had a great time. It was warm. It was lovely. So it really is a great place to go. It's an all-round destination. I really think it is.
Okay, you've already told us no vaccinations needed, no visas needed. What about currency?
So the currency in Mauritius is the Mauritian rupee. Most people would want to take currency over with them, but I don't really think that's a great idea. One of the reasons being is that you can draw money with your card over in Mauritius, but just remember to tell your bank that you're going overseas so that they know there's no fraudulent activity and it is really you in Mauritius. And then you can also change your currency at Mauritius Airport. Otherwise, the hotels have a currency desk and they are able to assist with that, but they're a little bit more expensive.
Yes.
I've found when I've gone on holiday, drawing with my card is probably the easiest. And you also then don't have all this money that you have to try and change back afterwards. So you know, okay, I need to draw this much, I can use this much, and then anything that's left over, I can just buy a quick drink at the airport or something.
Okay, all right, thanks for that. Now, let's talk about the cost of getting there. Obviously, there's a huge variety in terms of the level of accommodation available, from absolute top-end luxury to much simpler. There are great all-inclusive packages available as well. Can you run us through a couple of ballpark figures of what you can get for how much?
Yes, of course. So, like you said, the top-end luxury all the way to something that can cater for a budget that, you know, is kind of trying to go on a holiday without spending too much on luxury, but wanting to get the beach, get the beautiful weather. So, for example, if you are going to Mauritius, I wouldn't look at doing anything besides a three-star. There are some incredible three-star resorts that cater for a smaller budget. And for there, you're looking for at anything from about, you know, 13,000 Rand, depending on the season in which you travel. Obviously, peak season, low season, they all play a very big part in the time that you travel. Then if you had to do something, for example, like a four-star resort, you're looking at, you know, there's some incredible specials that we get at IGO Travel, and we often get discounts because of the amazing relationships we have. So you can get anything from about 16,000 per person for a four-star, and possibly less depending on the season. And then if you're looking at a five-star, anything from about 18,000 above. The reason I say 18,000 is because in very low season, you can get an incredible special for about 18,000 Rand. But then obviously it goes up depending on the property. So I would say if you're going to Mauritius, make sure that you book a long in advance to make sure you're saving as much as you can. And you also go to a property that's a place where you want to go to. For example, on the east coast of Mauritius is a beach called Belmar, which is the most beautiful beach. And one of my favorite resorts is Lux Belmar. And they have the most stunning beach, the most stunning resort. Honestly, it's just heaven. And for that, you're looking at anything from about 26,000 to 30,000 rand, depending on the season. But it really is worth it.
Is that those sums? Are those for a week in Mauritius, Amaka, and your accommodation and what else? What would those figures include?
That's possibly five nights in Mauritius. And if you wanted to spend more time, 7 nights is a great time to go. Specifically, if you want to capitalize on making sure that you are on the direct flights from Cape Town or from Durban, if you're not traveling from Johannesburg. And that will typically include your flights, your airport taxes, your return resort transfers from the airport, your accommodation, and then breakfast and dinner daily. But I do highly recommend upgrading to all-inclusive, because a sandwich can cost anything from 300 rand in Mauritius. When I was there last, almost fell off my chair. Yeah. And a Coca-Cola can cost anything from 60 rand upwards. So if you're traveling with kids and they have a Coca-Cola or just half a bite of a sandwich, you just spend 360 rand, whereas it's much better to just pay for it all up front to make sure that you're not wasting anything there.
Okay, Nicole, we do have to wrap up there due to time constraints. In closing, won't you just tell our listeners where they'll find iGo Travel if they'd like to check out some of the particular packages that you've been chatting about?
Yes, we're super accessible. You can find us on the web at igotravel.co.za. We're also on Instagram at igotravel.za and on Facebook as igotravel. And then you can also call us on 031-000-1122 or email us at travel@igotravel.co.za. And then on our website, we've got a chat facility where you chat live with one of our consultants.